A team of scientists has created a strain of genetically altered pigs that may be the starting point for producing organs for human patients. There is an urgent need for transplantable organs in this country, and it's unlikely human organ donations will ever meet the demand. So scientists have turned their attention to using organs from other animals to transplant into humans, a procedure known as xenotransplantation. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The human immune system's job is to recognize foreign invaders and fight them off. So it's hardly surprising that if an organ taken from another person, or in this case another species, shows up in our body, our immune system will do its level best to destroy it. To use pig organs in humans, you have to do something radical to trick the immune system so it won't reject the organ. Jeffrey Platt heads the transplantation biology team at the Mayo Clinic. He says over the last decade, scientists have discovered some of the molecules that are involved in triggering the immune response.
And this set the stage for the possibility of applying genetic engineering to changing those molecules so that the human immune system would be less apt to react to and destroy a pig organ.
Platt says one molecule in particular has emerged as the key to the immune response. It's a sugar known as galactose alpha-1-3 galactose, or alpha-gal for short. Pig cells are covered with alpha-gal, human cells aren't. So if a pig organ shows up in a human body, the human immune system is turned on by alpha-gal and says, in essence, you don't belong here, and rejects the organs carrying her. I mean it. Now, a team of researchers from the University of Missouri in Columbia and the Massachusetts biotech company Emerge Biotherapeutics report in the current issue of Science that it has used cloning technology to create a pig that is missing a part of the gene that puts alpha-gal on cells. David Sachs of Harvard University collaborates with Emerge Biotherapeutics. He says it will take some additional breeding to get rid of alpha-gal entirely, but that shouldn't be too hard.
Those animals and their offspring should all be potential donors for xenotransplants. Now, the first studies would, of course, be done in non-human primates to be sure that this works. But assuming those results were positive, we would move on to clinical trials.
Sachs says researchers have already made enormous progress in developing animal organs for transplant to humans.
5 or 10 years ago, we were measuring xenotransplant survivals of organs, that is, in a matter of minutes to hours, and now we're talking about weeks to months, but it will be hopefully soon that they will be talking about months to years.
There are still quite a number of issues to sort out with using pig organs in humans. One is finding ways to prevent viruses common to pig cells from infecting a human receiving a transplant. And then, says Mayo Clinic's Jeffrey Platt, it may be pig cells will need other modifications besides removing alpha-gal to make xenotransplantation work.
I think that knocking out that sugar is absolutely critical to addressing how that kind of rejection arises. My own feeling is that it will not eliminate the problem, but it may make the problem less.
Several companies are working on different ways to use cloning technology to remove alpha-gal from pig cells. The Scottish biotech company PPL Therapeutics announced yesterday that they have also done so, though their work has not yet been published in a scientific journal. Randall Prather, the University of Missouri scientist whose work does appear in this week's Science, says the long-term significance of this work on pigs goes beyond xenotransplantation.
Now we can do specific genetic modifications, whereas in the past when we made transgenic pigs, it's just been kind of a shotgun approach. The gene go in and you don't know where they go and what chromosome they go on, and you don't have very good regulation of that gene, whether it's functioning the way you want it to or not functioning the way you want it to.
Now that specific genes can be modified, Prather sees a future where breeds of animals can be created with any number of desirable features, not just as organ factories. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.